Canter man charged for dispute at Owego Bowl. A Canter, New York man was arrested following a domestic incident at Owego Bowl on Taylor Road. The Tioga County Sheriff's Office released information on an incident in which 23-year-old Chad Mack struck a victim in the face during an argument at the bowling alley. He was issued an appearance ticket and is due in Town of Owego Court at a later date. Nichols man arrested following traffic stop. A Nichols, New York man is charged with aggravated unlicensed operation after he was initially pulled over for speeding. 27-year-old Joseph Bates was stopped for going 58 miles per hour in a 35 mile per hour zone on Holsey Valley Road. And during the stop, police discovered he had a suspended license. He was issued appearance tickets and is scheduled to appear in the Town of Tioga Court next month. Sheriff Howard issues warning for residents. Tioga County Sheriff Gary Howard is reminding citizens to consider crime prevention while encountering door-to-door home repair or driveway paving solicitations. The sheriff says to be wary of any door-to-door interactions, and if work needs to be done, rely on local contractors or ask friends and relatives for references. Residents should avoid contractors that offer discounts for finding other customers or contractors that only accept cash payments. Any solicitations such as these should be reported to the Tioga County Sheriff's Office at 607-687-1010. Blankets donated to local police officers. The Vestal, New York Police Department accepted a donation of blankets made by Vestal Middle School students. Three officers from the department were at the school to accept the gifts this Thursday morning. Police officers keep blankets and stuffed animals in their cars to comfort children who get into car accidents. Students in Trish Horwin's special education class made the blankets as part of their school's community service project. Quote, "Our middle school has challenged every staff member and student to participate in a community service project, and our classroom aide is also a crossing guard," said Huron. So she brought up the idea, and the kids are just really excited, so we went with the idea. Students spend their free time over the past couple of weeks making the blankets. They are now encouraging fellow students to make even more. Vestal schools under fire following audit. The Vestal New York Central School District has come under fire after the latest audit by the New York State Comptroller's Office. According to the Comptroller, the Vestal District has been overtaxing and misleading its residents for the past 5 years. The report says that the Board of Education failed to develop reasonable budgets from the years 2008 through 2013 and adopting budgets that spent more money than necessary. The district has defended itself by saying that the budgets had to be adopted due to the unfunded state mandates and the state-imposed 2% tax cap. A New Hope Center hosts Crime Victims' Rights Walk. On Sunday in Owego, New York, a New Hope Center at 20 Church Street will be hosting a Crime Victims' Rights Walk. The Crimes Victim Rights Walk in Owego, New York has been organized by a number of volunteers for a New Hope Center and commemorates National Crime Victims Week. Along the walk, the group will be stopping at various locations and discussing various types of abuse that can take place, along with the different dynamics involved. The purpose is to raise awareness of the different types of crimes that take place, along with offering a support group. If you like to make a donation to a New Hope Center, you can stop by their office on Church Street or call at 607-687-6866. You can also stop by the office if you have an interest in volunteering. Man under bed arrested. New York State Police reported a wanted Kirkwood, New York man jumped his bail and then jumped under a bed. State police say that 42-year-old James Kennerup was arrested for bail jumping and criminal possession of a controlled substance. After police located him hiding under a bed in a home in Windsor, New York, Mr. Kennerup was arraigned in the town of Kirkwood Court and sent to Broome County Jail. Bronx man to be sentenced for Binghamton stabbing. A Bronx, New York man is facing time in state prison after pleading guilty to a stabbing in Binghamton, New York. 51-year-old Wilfredo Hernandez pled guilty in Broome County Court to a felony count of attempted first-degree assault following a stabbing on January 17th of 30-year-old Kendu Johnson. The dispute between the two men started over a money issue. Hernandez will be sentenced at the end of May, and it's expected that he will be sentenced to 3.5 years in state prison, along with 5 years of post-release supervision. Broome County Executive announces lung cancer diagnosis. Broome County Executive Debbie Preston announced today that she had been diagnosed with lung cancer. Preston has been in office since 2012. In a statement, Preston said she has no plans to stop working and that she feels great both physically and mentally. Preston went on to say, quote, "I've never backed down from a fight in my life. I've won some and I've lost some, but I've certainly won more than I've lost. And this fight against cancer is one that I intend to win." Preston concluded the announcement by saying, quote, "We have a lot left to accomplish and we're going to be around for quite a while, even if it means I have to Skype in for a meeting from time to time." Right now, Broome County Executive Debbie Preston is working with doctors to determine a course of treatment.